we get to that, AFLX kicks off tonight. We know that at Hindmarsh Stadium, but on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium, Brisbane, the Bulldogs, Richmond, Sydney, Gold Coast, and the GWS Giants are the six teams in action. And we'll get to see a young man in the number 43 jumper for the GWS Giants out there for the first time in the new colours after wearing the number 7 for the Navy Blue for the last 5 years. That young man is Dylan Buckley. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dylan.
G'day, boys.
We're going really well. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time. New colours. How are they sitting with you, the new colours?
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, it was a bit strange. First day walking in with the new colours. I'm sure anyone who's tried gone to new clubs has experienced it. But, it's fantastic now. It's really suiting me, and I'm hoping it all pull off this weekend.
Well, great to see you out there. I reckon AFLX is sort of a concept that would work right up your alley as well. Is that what you reckon?
Yeah, I like it, mate. Nice and short. Get it done. Be done with it. No, it's good. It's great, mate. It's really tough. We've practiced it at training a fair bit. It's a pretty quick game. So, we're going to running around quite a bit.
It's been a lot talked about the Giants in the last couple of years, or pretty much since they came into the competition, about them being filled with young superstars and immense young talent to build this list to a point where it's contending in a top four team. What was your opinion of the Giants before you got there, and how's that changed, or has it been solidified since you've been a part of the squad?
Yeah, for sure, mate. Like you said, that is the word of the Giants. But once you get in, I was just surprised how hardworking and driven this group is. It's amazing, really, just the way they seek to learn and improve and ask each other questions and make each other better. I've just been really impressed with it. And it's been really amazing. I think it's good things to come from this group, and the coaching staff really, really get along really well with each other. It's been great.
And Dylan, you're doing things in a bit reverse. Normally the Giants boys are going to Carlton, but you're going the other way. What about the difference being up there in Sydney? You live in the bubble here of AFL in Melbourne. What have you noticed about, say, expectations of the players and then also the profile?
Yeah, definitely, mate. For me personally, it's been fantastic. I think coming from Melbourne, where the microscope's always on those big clubs to now coming up here, and we work really hard, we get our work done, but then we can relax and we can have our downtime, and you can go to the beach and you're just a normal general member of the public. Personally, for me, I've absolutely really loved it and found it easily to switch off. I think that's probably the struggle for those guys in Melbourne. Sometimes it's been hard to switch off because you're always in the limelight.
It didn't quite work for you, obviously, Dylan, at Carlton. How important it might be for your career to actually get out of Carlton, where your dad played, and you can sort of make a name for yourself in a different environment? Do you think that could work?
Oh, mate, I'm hoping so. I think... Yeah, at Carlton, obviously didn't work, but I'm not putting it down to anything like that. It just didn't happen for me. And I think, a new opportunity up here at the Giants will be fantastic. Like you said, getting out of Melbourne, I think it's a really good group up here. Guys I've played with in my juniors, I've got a lot of close guys up here that I'm friends with. And, I'm just hoping, I can get an opportunity and I can grow it.
Because you've shown flashes of brilliance, flashes that suggest that you're absolutely an AFL player. Where do you think you need to improve to be able to take that footy to the next level and get a regular game at a club that should be playing off for at least a final series?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just my consistency throughout games. I think I've had some good games, but then next week I might have a bit quiet and a bit up and down, and just that continuity. I think for me that's the biggest thing, but then again, there's just a million other little things that you got to tick off as well. But I think up here, they've given me sort of a lot of like three main things to focus on, just to play my role, use my speed and aggression and tackle, and that's all I need to do. And if I can do that well enough, then I'll play and I'll play my role and I'll help the team.
So which area of the ground has Leon Cameron pinpointed for you?
I'll be playing up forward. Just that pressure forward role. Trying to help out the big boys up there. There's a lot of our kick and goal power. We've got a lot of really good forward line players. Hope I can just help them out and slot in there somewhere.
Got a couple of big units in that forward third of the ground for the Giants. So what's it like working with them?
Oh, they're fantastic, mate. Johnny, Jeremy, young Harry Himmelberg, they're all really, really good guys and really selfless players. So they work well together. And hopefully they can bring some down at their feet.
Have they talked much about last year and the exit from the finals last year? Is that something that's been discussed to try and keep them on the game and focus for the season upcoming, or is it just not something that's talked about?
It's not spoken about as a group, but you know, the boys, they're not shy to talk about it. They know where they went wrong, and I think that, you know, they're working on that this year as a group. We're working on it now, and I think the boys are going to be a lot better equipped this year in final series, hopefully, when we're there. And I think that, you know, it's going to be a good year, but like you said, there's a lot to unfold, and you've got to take it each week, 1 week at a time.
And what about the AFLX concept? What's the talk amongst the players? Is it just something to have a go at and see where it goes in the future? For the younger guys, opportunity, obviously, to get a game for the GWS. What's the general feel?
Yeah, it's a pretty good feel, mate. We've been training it for a couple of sessions. It's like I said, it's pretty tough, so you can't do a lot of it. But I think up here, the boys that we're all really pumped to play, a lot of young guys, like you said, playing. But I think up here, the general public actually in Sydney is really excited to see the game. They say up here that the ground size, that's one thing they really struggle with, AFL up here, because of the limited ground size. So obviously AFLX being played on a soccer oval, I think it's something that the Sydney public can really take a liking to.
Is there a legitimate rivalry between the Swans and the Giants, have you noticed, or has been discussed, or is evident up there, or is it something that's not quite fully fueled just yet?
Oh, no, there's definitely rivalry. I can sense it already. yeah, it's pretty big, I think. So, no, I don't think you share a state with them, but I think as soon as the game starts, that's about all we share.
And how much focus is on this AFLX that Flem was talking about, and how much is on round one against the Bulldogs coming up in late March?
Yeah, it's been... we've had a really good training campaign up here. You know, like every team in pre-season, you always think you're going pretty well. But, yes. We feel like we've been training really well. We've had a lot of guys, record PBs and the like. But, mainly, obviously, our focus has been on our game plan and the offense, defense, and learning that up here. But yeah, a limited time hasn't really been spent on AFLX, but we'll just go in and see what happens and hopefully do our best.
It was all about Breakfast Point a couple of years ago. Everyone lived at Breakfast Point. Where are you living, Dylan?
Yeah, a few of the boys are still in Breakfast Point, a few of the younger boys. Myself, I've got a girlfriend, a partner, she's moved up with me, so we're in Paddington, just over in the east, so I wanted to be nice near the beach, so I'm really enjoying it over there, and a few of the boys near me.
Nice place to live. Sounds like a nice opportunity for you, Dylan. We appreciate your time. We'll look forward to seeing you in the AFLX concept on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium, but more importantly, from your perspective, throughout the home and away season in the AFL with the Giants. Good luck.
Fantastic, boys. Thanks again. Cheers.